What it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Episode 279 of the On Deck TV podcast is here, but that's not important right now. Let's talk about what's big. Were you following our YouTube page? Did you see? We finally got some visuals. Go check us out, On Deck TV podcast. The link to the YouTube is in our IG and it's in our Twitter, all right? Big boy news. Now, as always, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do me a favor. Go to realvillemedia.com. Check out all the shows on the network.
All the shows on the network. Speaking of FSP, that's the Full Sport Press podcast. We got J-Ho, we got Big Jeff, we got Howeezy, and we got the cameraman giving you the great visuals over there from the FSP squad. The recent episode, they gave you awards from the NBA season. Go check that out. FSP style as always. And Fresh for Dummies, we got J-Hope and we got Animal Brown giving you the latest and greatest in fashion. They got a brand new show coming to you for 2019, kicking the year off right, letting you know how to stay fresh. Check the Ladies Room feed as well. They're going to have brand new episodes for year 2019. But for now, let's get to this money, this hip-hop, this On Deck TV podcast.
What it do, what the business is.
Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan, a.k.a. Vanilla Iceberg Lettuce.
Slow week.
What?
Slow week, huh?
You know how many blueberry bonds I got hit up with, how great that was of a name last week, and you hating on this Vanilla Iceberg Lettuce?
That's slow week.
How many you get?
A lot.
Man, don't ask. None.
DM's lit. Oh, man, what it do, man? We back. What you have on deck for the weekend?
It was the Sopranos 20th anniversary. I celebrated by watching The Sopranos. Easily top show of all time. I don't know how.
Top show?
Yeah, it's number one.
For sure.
It ain't even close either.
For sure.
Wow.
Man, like rewatching it made me remember that. What you got?
I don't know about number one.
It's number one. Easy. You know, like, what's your number one show of all time?
Who, me?
No, the other guy sitting right there behind you.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. But I haven't seen Sopranos, so. Maybe I'll do that. I did watch the first episode, so thank you for reminding me about that.
Wow.
I didn't really do too much else, though. I was low-key. I watched the first two episodes.
Okay.
And then I watched True Detective. So I was on some TV shit this weekend. Yeah. Nothing major. Twin, what you have up, buddy?
Yeah, definitely The Wire is number one. Soprano, really? Number two. Breaking Bad, number three. Yeah. It's your boy, M. Extra. I didn't do much this weekend. It was laid back weekend for you guys.
I will say this. I got put on a new podcast. Shout out to my guy. The guys over at COD Black Dads Podcast. Mm-hmm. It's Call of Duty Black Dads. If you're a black dad, especially if you're a single black dad, you're going to relate to a lot of what they're talking about. I'm not a black dad. They just scared me even more from having kids. So thanks, guys. But I know a lot of people that can relate. The first episode, they talked about issues with like child support and things of that nature. So it's a lot of, if you're dad and if you're black, I'm sure if you're a dad anyway, you could probably relate, but especially if you're black, y'all check that out, man. COD Black Dads Podcast. Shout out to them.
Yep.
Got put up on that.
Go listen to that.
All right, man, can we get to this rap shit?
Get to it.
Ooh, we got a lot, man. All right, first the Fat Boys break up. And every day I wake up, man, another group is talking about splitting. Now, Slim Jimmy of Ray Shremmert took to Twitter and he tweeted out some cryptic tweets suggesting that he might be dipping from the group. Now, reps from the group did come forward and squash the rumor, said it wasn't true. But my question is, where do you see groups in 2019?
Without it being a super group where the names are really established, like we said last week, the, what is it, Aubreezy's of the world and all the rest, like Slaughterhouse and the TDE super group that we want put together. Other than that, I don't see a group just breaking where they're coming out as a group like Ray Shremmert did. I don't see that happening now because people want to be individual so much. Like the biggest group that you have now, City Girls.
Migos. Stop.
City Girls is the biggest group?
Stop. City Girls got the most I ain't heard nothing about the Migos in years.
Oh my goodness.
Stop.
City
bro.
Girls is the biggest group now, and even they look campaign is more centered around the one that's locked up, Free JT. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say they're bigger than Migos, Migos are pushing a solo campaign. I ain't talking about overall in history that the City Girls are the biggest group. Are y'all listening?
But they're not bigger than Migos.
Yeah, they are right now.
No, they're not.
Not.
Go ahead. No. Finish your statement because that was terrible.
My point is,
being singularly driven, most stars are nowadays, I don't see where a group can fit in hip-hop. Nah. It just don't make sense as far as the cohesion of it. Even with these two, you had not Slim Jimmy, but the other one,
Sway Lee,
getting most of the credit anyway.
He's the most talented one.
Well,
easily.
That's going to happen when you have a group. Someone needs to be the leader. Someone is going to stand out. Somebody's got to be the Beyonce, the Diana Ross. It's what happens. Now, I will say this, though. This is the only thing I don't like about this. Anytime a group reaches a certain level of success, people cannot wait to throw the dirt on them. They cannot wait to throw out the breakout rumors. How many years have the Migos been ready to break up? They've been breaking up for the last 4 years straight. Stop, dude. That's the only thing I don't like when people get to a certain level. Now, I will tell this, though. Slim Jimmy did kind of put this on himself with those tweets. He later deleted. I guess he doesn't know how Twitter works. He's a young boy. He should know this. It's too late. You deleted them. We already saw them. You were talking about, man, I'm done. Y'all can have it. He's probably kind of sick of people talking about Sway Lee in the way that they do. So maybe some jealousy kicked in. He might have felt some type of way for the night. But he deleted them. Reps came out, said there's no breakup or nothing like that. But I definitely think it's wide open lane for a group. Fans just need to let groups be them and let people do side projects and solo projects and let people still be a group, man. Stop with the rumors. Every time somebody does a song with somebody other than their partner, like that, like nobody did that with the Lox. Nobody really did that with the Hot Boys when they first came out. Like, why is that such a big deal now? As soon as Sway Lee do a song with French, oh man, Ray Shrimmer done. Like, what? Stop, bro.
Well, I think I think that Slim Jimmy is tired of everyone talking about how talented Sway Lee is. So that's what I think is. He probably, got in one of those drunken stupors, was high. Because everybody knows how talented Sway Lee is. He's on everybody. He had songs with so many different people.
Of course.
And I just think Jimmy is in his feelings that night, So that's all.
Jimmy need to stick in his lane, though, man. Because when he was on Breakfast Club, people liked his personality. You became a slick fan of him based off of the things he said and how he acted and what he said.
Yeah, well, he was on Everyday Struggle. He was cool.
See what I'm saying? He needs to stay in that lane.
I think it's more so from, like what y'all are saying, not Slim Jimmy getting the attention that Sway Lee gets. But that comes from, I think, the social media era that we in. Aren't they related?
Yeah, they're brothers.
Brothers and sisters.
Oh, my God. Apparently somebody else is in a drunken stupor.
Clearly.
They brothers, and I don't really think that this goes any deeper than, like, them having a fight. I don't think it really stems from other groups that you see breaking up in other groups where it goes from fame and things like that. They probably just had a fight. He went to Twitter drunk or whatever it may be and put it out there. I don't think it is going to go on any longer than that. But if I had a record label or anything of that nature, I'm not trying to push a group right now because you're going to get more engagements. You're going to get more likes. You get more social media, which everything is graded on now when you're an individual, more so than you get paired up. Because people brand people as individuals now.
Nah, but if you think of it, though, you kind of cover more than one base with a group, though. Like, you've got Slim Jimmy and Sway Lee are two completely different artists.
Exactly.
One does one thing. Sway Lee comes with the singing and the harmonizing and all that stuff, and the other one is just strictly energy and hype. So you have something for everybody, so to speak.
In a perfect world, but like y'all just said, where's the attention going?
To both of them. What are you talking about?
Sway Lee is the more popular one. He gets the most attention.
Well, that's true.
I just said that.
That's true.
But that's going to happen.
Yeah, but I think in this world, groups can work. I mean, you just said City Girls and Migos, both the groups, and they work tremendously. So I think groups can work. I don't adhere to that.
But that's it, though. Them the only two. It ain't many, though.
Yeah, right now.
It ain't many. It's quiet. I'm going to be real. I will say this, though. Let's move on to the next topic, man. Missy Elliott, man. Over the weekend, Missy Mr. Mina Elliott made history as the first female hip-hop artist inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Clap for her. Now, if you remember, Jay-Z was the first rapper inducted a couple years ago in 2016. Got two questions. Number one, who would be the next female artist inducted, or when would that happen? And have we underrated Missy's role in hip-hop?
Yes. Number one, I don't see a female in the pipeline anywhere soon that has her own writing credits, unless they give it to Lauryn Hill for some special occasion for Miseducation to Lauryn Hill. Missy is definitely underrated because of that era, the ghostwriting era, and I put that in quotations. You didn't have the artists that came out and said that they use writers as much as you do in this era, so Missy, I feel like, would have got a lot more shine, a lot more credit for hits that she was behind. Back then, it wasn't cool for an artist to say, hey, I worked with Missy, and it was dope and it was popular. So she would definitely have a lot more pub and be rated a lot higher if she was in the game in 2019. And she got an album. supposedly coming this year.
I will say this. She doesn't get enough credit when we're on the music tip, but I think in terms of creativity when it comes to production, video production, music production, I don't think there's anybody that would debate you under the table and act like Missy wasn't cold at all of that, and she wasn't a game changer when it came to like visuals and things of that nature. However, the reason that she does get slighted, if we want to keep it all with 100, is Missy Elliott can't rap, dude.
She can't rap?
No, she can't rap, bro. Like if we just keep it, if we're keeping it 1,000, shout out to Missy Elliott, Hip Hop Hall of Fame, well deserved Songwriter Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
But no, eventually.
How you getting the Songwriter Hall of Fame if you can't rap?
But what? That ain't all about bars, dude. Because she he ha. Oh, no. What is that?
But that ain't her only song.
Don't do that.
Either.
Don't do that.
That's one of her biggest records.
That's one of her biggest records. That don't mean that's her only song. She got other hits and she helped other people.
A lot of hits.
She writes for other people. That's what got her into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. You're not gonna get one person in there that only wrote for themselves. You're not gonna get one.
Jay.
Well, Jay wrote for other people. Stop. I'm a writer for myself and others.
He was selfish with it, but go ahead.
Yeah,
Missy can't rap, bro. If we really just want, I like Missy and I like her albums and everything. Like, I think that second one, the Real World, I thought that shit was banging. Like, she got some shit, she writes R&B songs better than she writes rap songs. That's how she gets in though.
Oh, wow.
Give me a context of what you mean when you say can't rap. Like, can Cardi B rap?
Yeah,
she can rap,
but she doesn't write though. She's on record saying she doesn't write. She has a team.
Hot take from Animal Brown.
Nah, y'all didn't know that.
No, I knew that. Talking about your Missy Elliott.
We weren't aware Missy
Elliott
couldn't rap.
No,
we
Missy Elliott can't rap. Y'all should have known that as well.
No,
we didn't know that.
Listen, man. Missy Elliott, the reason why she was so great, she never tried to do anything she couldn't do. She never tried to go outside of her lane when it came to rap. Everything that she did, every rap song that she made fit her. It wasn't that she was whack. I don't know how you sit up here and say Cardi can rap and Missy can't.
That's easy.
Missy, shout out to Ladies Night. That's a classic.
That's a banger. I told you, Missy. I like some of Missy's shit. Like, I'm not saying she makes bad music. Like, don't get that confused. Everybody that can't rap, that doesn't equal to bad music, though.
No, but it's a negative connotation when you say can't rap. Just say she raps differently.
No, she can't rap. No. Bro, are y'all serious?
I disagree. I
What's the Missy line, bro?
I can't ride with you on this.
What's the Missy bars? Anybody? Other than he, who got the keys to the Jeep?
I was going to say, you just said it. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Shit.
Oh, bars. Like, come on, y'all. Like, I mean, fuck with Missy heavy, but let's be honest.
Definitely underrated.
Give me one female MC's bars.
Man, look, Kim got classic verses.
I asked you that. I said, give me the bars.
So does Foxy.
You really can't quote a female MC.
Off the top of my head?
I can quote Foxy for sure.
Give me one.
Off the top of my head, you put on the spot.
See? Off the top of your head, that's
I haven't heard Foxy in years.
Thank you.
Give me one.
I don't. Nobody. Bro, I don't Thank ride you. Around so listening to
it. I say that to say when you say, "Well, Missy can't rap," I don't know any of her bars. That's just because you're not listening to her music like other people that really fuck with her music is listening to.
Bro,
it.
I just told you I was a fan, bro, and I named an album that.
But
was
But you
banging.
Don't relate to her bars, just like you don't relate to Missy. I mean, just like you don't relate to Kim bars or you don't relate to Foxy bars. That way, you can't just reel them off like that.
No.
If it was a relatable song, then you probably could relate to her. And furthermore, you probably would say, "Hey, she do got a way with her pen." Otherwise, people wouldn't select her to write with them. People wouldn't. She wouldn't be in the Writers Hall of Fame.
She writes R&B, bro.
Okay.
That's what I'm. That's how she got in.
She writes R&B, both.
And she raps.
No, she writes both, but the R&B is good and the raps are. Bro, just go to Apple Music and go listen to some random Missy bars, bro.
And you
report back next week and let me know how they sound.
I'm definitely not doing that. But in my personal opinion, I don't think that she can rap. It ain't for me, but I get the style and the things that she do. So I would credit her as being definitely underrated.
Yeah. And we don't need no new album in 2019 either, though.
You better make me go through my whole female discography over here, man. Throw some Foxy and Eve on when I get in the car.
I rock
man.
With them heavy. That's what I'm saying. Just Missy dope, though. Don't get it twisted. All right, man, moving on. Guess who sold the most albums in 2018? Anybody?
Crickets? Somebody white.
Probably. According to BuzzAngle, Eminem was numero uno with 755,000 units sold in 2018 alone, and that's not just hip-hop. He had number one across the board.
Who are these people?
Who is BuzzAngle?
No, who are these people buying this?
That's an even better question. My question is, how surprising is it that Eminem is still doing numbers?
I'm crediting Jermaine Cole with this when he was talking about the 21 Savage line, when he said people out there on their farms and they got the streams just going. That's the only way that Eminem is number one streaming or overall sold artist in 2019, in my opinion. I don't know who's going out to buy Eminem CDs. I don't know where they're listening to them at. And he wasn't number one in streams. It was like physical copies being sold. And it just surprises me. Since hip-hop has came so long since when Eminem was dominating, it wasn't as a strong in the culture overall. But now it's the number one listened to genre in the world. I would expect other artists to be in a higher position than Eminem as opposed to just because he's white, he sold the most records.
It was definitely streams was in there. Nobody is selling 755,000 physical copies.
755,000?
Yeah, stop. Jesus. It was definitely streams involved. And this is not surprising. I did.
Okay.
And it's not surprising at all. Number one, most of these came from the surprise album, the Kamikaze, that dropped. And anytime you drop out of nowhere, you're going to get a little bit of extra buzz because of the surprise factor.
I did like
but
that
then album. Many other of those copies was on his previous catalog. And this is what happens when an artist of Eminem's magnitude drops. All of his other projects pull up on Billboard. They get listened to. He's one of those rare artists. When he drops something, you'll see the Slim Shady LP all of a sudden pop up on Billboard. You'll see some of his, maybe one of his first three, like Eminem Show or Marshall Mathers LP. Those will pop up on the Billboard as well because people go back and revisit those. He's got one of those type of catalogs. I don't know why. I don't know how. Maybe some people are just getting put on to him when he dropped Kamikaze. I don't know. But he's a popular artist. This is, and who else would have outsold him last year that came out? That would be my next question. Who's going to rival with him? Eminem that went diamond before. Who went out? Who came out that was diamond ever last year?
Yeah, but his album before that didn't sell well.
I think the surprise did it, though.
Yeah.
I think that was part
he
of
had
the hype train.
Last year, right?
Right, two albums.
So they was kind
Which
of
one was the other one?
Exactly. This
Relapse. I mean, no.
He had two albums last year. The one was a surprise, and he had the one prior to when they said he wasn't rapping. That's what he got.
Yeah, Kamikaze was he didn't intend that to come out.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even remember. So you got to include
that
into it.
Two albums, exactly. So, like I say, I just wouldn't expect that to be him if he dropped one album. So he had to do the gimmick and a surprise, and everybody in the game came out last year. My thought process, not thinking that he would sell number one, is because you had so much different music and so many people are consuming music, especially looking to hip-hop nowadays. I just wouldn't think that M would hold that position in 2019, being a 43-year-old white man.
I mean, who else?
I don't think the culture's right there anymore.
I don't even think it was nobody in the rap in the top five other than Dude, though. Like, and I want to say the person behind him was maybe 120, 150 units behind. Like, it... He was clearly the most popular
hip-hop artist
to come out. You know what I'm saying? Although I know Jay-Z and Beyonce came out, but Jay-Z never did Eminem numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just talking numbers, people. We know who the king of numbers when it comes to this hip-hop shit. And Eminem is going down as one of the ghosts. Wayne, I wouldn't have been surprised if Wayne maybe would have.
He got a streaming farm. That's all it is. He's the only one with a streaming farm in hip-hop.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a streaming farm is?
No, what is that? School me. Jermaine Cole, since you stole that from
well,
me.
Well, just listen to his verse on 21 Savage.
I don't want to listen to 21 okay. Savage album again, just to get the definition of a streaming farm.
Essentially, people just setting up machines and having them play the album over and over again.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So that's how they kind of sauce up the numbers.
Yeah. And
y'all think Eminem's doing that?
Of course.
To stand corrected, Revival is Eminem.
There we go.
It came out late 2017.
Thank you. And I figured he ain't had two albums.
That album was trash.
Yeah, it was garbage. That's why he dropped Kamikaze.
It was like late, like December?
It was late. Uh-huh. Really.
Yeah. Both of them came out last year.
So, yeah, one last year, like I said. Shout out to me for knowing that. before we get to this music break, speaking of Jermaine Cole, I'm glad you brought him up. J. Cole and Dreamville Records wasted no time getting busy in 2019. They announced their compilation, Revenge of the Dreamers 3, was going to be recorded here in Atlanta during a 10-day process.
Yes, sir.
Now, invitations to sessions were sent out online. It kind of got people buzzing. It was the exact same invitation, but at the top had different artists' names. Now, kind of what got the buzz really popping is that people started posting their invitations that had names other than Dreamville artists. We saw producers, and we saw other artists. Then Cole wisely took to Instagram, posted pictures of him next to said producers and artists. Have you jumped on the hype train that social media has cooked up for this Dreamville album?
Yeah, I think they did a brilliant job at marketing this. You usually don't hear from Cole. You usually don't hear anything, especially since he had the success from the grassroots marketing from 2014. You don't usually hear anything. He'll drop an album. He did the For Your Eyes Only, even with the KOD. Very minimal in what you put out prior to. It really wasn't any studio pictures, and I'm right here with Rick Ross. You definitely didn't have that. And I think that J. Cole is starting to realize, like, the bummy look, the wearing the same clothes every day, and the long hair. Wow. You can only get away with that for so long, even if you cold at rapping. Like, even if you cold at rapping, they still not giving you endorsement dollars. They still ain't giving you what you came into this game for, which is to be successful, to be a successful rapper. And you can't just walk around looking like you just rolled out of bed.
You got to
do stuff that incorporates you with the rest of the hip-hop community. And I feel like this is his attempt to do stuff that incorporates him with the hip-hop community. You see him with Rick Ross. You see him with Big Crit. You see him with all of these different people whom you would never see him with within the last 3 years.
Billy the Butcher.
And it makes you think, oh, okay, Cole is reaching back out. He's getting back to what we may have thought he was going to after his first two albums.
I'm going to say this. I'm excited for two reasons. Number one, he's taking pictures in the studio with people other than his artists. So now, unlike Revenge of the Dreamers 1 and 2, we'll have some people other than Boz, Kaz, and other poorly named artists that a lot of people don't have much invested in anyway. So now Now we see him with more more higher profile artists outside of the camp. So we have something to look for on that end, on the features end. Now, second reason I'm excited, because thank God he got some producers in there. We seen him in there with Tay Keith. We've seen him in there with a couple of other cats. Listen, our prayers have been answered. Cole has been watching the IG comments. He's been listening to the feedback, and I got to give him credit. He is doing something about it. This is the reason why his features were so gassed last year, because we heard him on other people's production, and we know that shit is fire, and we're just hoping and praying that he could do that for his own album one time. That's all we're asking for. No, not his first two albums withstanding. The last couple has been his production. It's been weak. It's been the weakest aspect of
couple
his projects.
Couple means two.
Two or three.
What?
It's been two or three. Oh, my. The production's been trash. So that's the real reason why people, A, were excited about his features from last year, and B, excited about these pictures in this compilation album, because I promise you the first two compilations didn't get half this much hype put together.
Wow. I believe it's my turn. I'm gonna say
we here.
I'm all for this Dreamville rollout, as you guys know, or you may not know out there in the world. I am a Dreamville fan I love real music. This is great. This is great. Contrary to Spike Lee's belief, J. Cole is not dressing differently just because he has these people with him.
I see him in some new shoes.
He's still gonna dress. Come on, man.
I'm telling you. Look,
he wears different shoes.
You pointed out to me.
He doesn't wear different shoes.
No, hold on now. You pointed out to me in the group chat that he had a $450 shirt on.
He ain't been wearing that.
J. Cole ain't had a $450 shirt on since he was on the red carpet
y'all talking
about that Versace
shirt. Y'all just haven't
paid
attention, man. Yeah, it's a bummy swag.
You ain't telling
it's
me
a bummy
got
swag.
Nah.
It's a bummy swag going on.
J. Cole just. Them ain't the same Jordan 1s he was rocking. New Jordan 1s. Thing is the same is that hair and them sweatpants. He switched that out, then I know he full black to the big Mr. Shiny watch, J. Cole.
Yeah. Back to the only other album that you guys can criticize. Well, you didn't criticize it. Animal Brown criticized. I can give you For Your Eyes Only. Everything else has been phenomenal from J. Cole. Yeah. However, it looks like he's answering the questions to his fans who want to see him on different production. So I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to it because he ripped everything he was featured on in 2018. So, you know, I'm all for this this whole Dreamville. Shout out to Jid, the whole Dreamville, man. Here in Atlanta, what better place to record this album?
Listen,
I will
give him this. He is very creative in terms of his rollouts, whether it's the Dollar and the Dream tours that he'll do, right, or whether it's having the listening party at his crib for 2014. Whatever it is, I will give him and his team credit. They know how to build a buzz. It's the beginning of the year. Nobody else is dropping. And anytime soon, this is the perfect time to have something like this. You're eating up all the social media attention when it comes to rap and new music right now. You're washing Future, Lil Buzz.
Whoa. Did that album come out?
Come on, Friday.
Let's not do this.
He's washing futures buzz.
J. Cole trolling the shit out of y'all. He ain't gonna rap with none of them producers.
I don't want to hear
that nigga trolling the shit out of y'all.
I don't want to hear
none of that gonna be on there.
No, I'm looking forward to it. A lot of stuff not gonna be on the album, obviously. Yeah, but I think the album's gonna be fire.
I think he's definitely gonna be the best. I think this is for his artist. I don't really think that you're gonna see a lot of him with the Tay Keeps and stuff. I think this is to get Boz and Kaz, which I refuse to believe he signed two niggas' names that similar.
Yeah.
What is it?
Boz. Earth Game. Whatever. It's still too close to Kaz or whatever Boss the other Kaz. Nigga name is. If you got three niggas on your label named J.I.D., Boz, and Kaz, they got to need to redo that. I'm just saying they bad rap names. Can you not take that?
That's a fact.
They bad rap names. You know them bad rap names. Boz, Kaz, and Jid.
It's Boss.
Boss, Kaz, and Jid. Back to my point. I think this is more so to build the fanfare for those guys. J. Cole, I truly believe authentically when he says that this he over all the rap shit that he really is. So I think that he does this for them to open up a lane for J.I.D. to be able to get them to work with Benny, to get them to work with Griselda, to have them in there with Rick Ross, and then people start to check for them. I think J. Cole is trolling the shit. I think he is reading the Instagram comments. He's just trolling the shit out of y'all. Y'all see him with these producers, and
he's rapping on these beats.
He did his thing last year on the beats in which people were asking for him.
Last year was a prerequisite. It's just an appetizer. If you listen to the 21 Savage verse, he's telling you he's coming.
I don't think so.
Yes, and shout out to Earth Gang. They're coming out too. They're from Atlanta as well.
That makes my theory even better. Like, these are the people on his label: Earth Gang,
Fire,
Boz, Kaz,
Fire,
and J.I.D. It ain't one good rap name in there.
It ain't one good rap name.
It ain't. Another artist that he was seen with in the studio was Wale.
Yes, sir.
So we got a music break. Wale, no MMG Wale. Did y'all know that?
Been saying that for 5 months.
Is that official?
That's official, like a referee with a whistle. He's strictly with Atlantic. He dropped a joint, man. What's his, Winter Wars?
Winter Wars. He murdered it.
All right. I'll be the judge of that, man. Let's hear it. Wale, Winter Wars. Nickelodeon, I'm bi-coastal, bipolar. I buy clothes a lot. My bi bitches, my best friends. We fucking been through a lot. I'm ducking your crew, never. I'm checking your tour out. My niggas a bust and bust up until it's a morgue now. Some niggas was court seats, now niggas is courtside. Same niggas that take your head off like they with Lee Corso. Damn, the watermelon leaking. I'm unconventional cause I'm shy but they're loud speaking. Yeah, and I'm from a gentrified city. Ironic they cakewalk when niggas with pie flip at the bras tell me to chill. Bras want me to fuck. You can call me whatever, just put that boss in front. Proud black and I'm rich, and I'm strapped, pull up. Don't call a hater, I say it's cowardly love. In and out of the clubs, and I'm out with these hoes. In and out with the burger, I share the hip-bars and over. About to flex a katana, Mr. Hefner Badaka. All my women is sexy and too articulate for you. Text them, I miss them, I'm horny. Fire and dive in her middle, bite on her kitten is pouring. Her body weakened and pouring. Leak up the sheets and she oversleep cause of me in the morning. And she get that geek and I stop. She can nigga decent by now. And she wanna meet up too much, I tell her I'm vegan, hold up. And I want my guys in the Forbes and I want my females in love. And I know my dead ones will put it down if my head is pulled up. OC, that mean I'm crazy. OC, Cali, what's up? OT, that mean my game title. Tutong is done. Alarm. Take summers off. All right, man, that was Wale, Lou's favorite rapper, Winter Wars. How you feel about that?
I ain't surprised Wale can rap. He always can rap. It's just what do you do with it after that? So, I mean, it was all right.
Nah, he was spitting. He was spitting on them.
Man,
like, you're downplaying the hell out
yes,
of
me. Yes, man. He murdered this.
What do y'all want me to say? Well, oh, my God. Wale is the next Jay-Z. Yeah. He can rap.
That's a stretch.
I'm not surprised that Wale got on the song and he rapped well.
Well, you just said it was all right.
To me, it was all right. Like, I'm not listening to it ever again.
Well, I mean, I picked this specifically to piggyback off your last week, telling Wale he should retire.
He should.
Because this lyrical exercise shows me he should stay in the game.
And my point of last week as to why he could retire is that he can rap, raps his ass off, but no one cares.
Man, yo, for Lauren, keep talking your shit.
Let me tell you where this
winter. Keep talking that shit,
Let me tell you where this winter wars is going to have him. right there where he was last week and the week prior and the week before that. Yeah. Nobody listening to Winter Wars.
Skimmer through music.
Hey, he can rap.
How you know no one is listening to it? Cite your sources.
I'm going to be honest, though. I listened to it one time and I don't need to listen to it again. But it was banging.
That's all I'm saying.
But it was banging, though. I'm not going to lie. But there's no need to revisit it. Let's be honest.
I ran it back like several times.
You were bored.
And the Nas sample was perfect.
You forced it.
No, you were bored. Slow weekend.
I tell you what, I would run back after he run down on one of them reporters for not playing this song, and he go off on them and talk crazy.
You watch that video a couple
times. I'm looking at that 10 times. I'm looking at that 10 times. Wale is an entertaining dude.
That's old for Lauren.
Just not when he's in the booth.
He doesn't do it anymore. Shout out to the DMV.
He needs to start back.
All right, man, let's get to this main topic, man. We're doing something for the youngsters out here, man. We get a lot of people on Facebook. Shout out to the Rap Chat group. We get a lot of people on Twitter, a lot of people on Instagram. I always talk about how we talk about certain artists of our age group that we are interested in, and we're self-proclaimed washed individuals.
Speak for yourself, sir.
I'm super washed. I'm stonewashed.
Not the kid.
I'm stonewashed.
Absolutely.
Them extras not washed.
But so today, what we're going to do, pay homage to some of the artists on the younger end of the scale, some of the 90s babies. We're going to do best rappers under 25. All right, now we got four questions here. Very simple. One, if you were buying stock in a rapper under 25, which rapper are you invested in? All right, rapper under 25 that has potential for a classic. Rapper under 25 most likely to be around at 35. And fourth and finally, rapper under 25 that you just fuck with that doesn't necessarily fit into those other three categories. So that's simple. You have a rapper each. I have a rapper each. It's very easy. Now, Lou, your first rapper, who are you buying stock in? Which 90s baby is it going
to
be?
If you've been listening to me, you know off the Wham called this guy since the Breakfast Club interview, his little baby.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that
was coming. You could have bought that stock low because everybody, including the hater, thought that he wasn't going to pop. I seen it when he went up there with P the first time. I said, when he get in the booth, whenever the song come out, he gone. I called it. And that's buying stock low, and I think that he going to top out way, way high. I think he got a couple years in this game before people start to move on from Lil Baby, before you hear another young wave of artists come in and kind of push him forward. I feel like he's going to be able to maintain in this space for a while. Just because his attitude, I don't really see him doing the most. Even when,
that's true.
I liked his birthday post back in when he had his birthday not too long ago. He was just not doing too much, but he's showing everything that all his friends got him. He was just saying, I fuck with them so much throughout the year that they showed me so much love and got me all of this stuff for my birthday. That's just the kind of genuine dude that he is, the documentary preacher's son or preacher's, what you laughing at? The preacher documentary,
yeah.
That was really good as well. So I fuck with him. I think he's a genuine dude, and I think that you buy stock in that it will come out and you will get your investment worth.
I give you that. I will give you him as a person for sure. The music, I'm afraid it might be a little too on trend right now.
Hits.
But is it too trendy though? Like when the auto tune triplet rap ends, how will he maintain? That may be gone in 2 years though. That's my only issue.
I think that he will still have a story to tell that people will relate to. That's one, because I think the genuine part plays back into that. Two, I think that he's adaptable because he didn't come in like the game was already knee deep in that type of sound when he came in, and he didn't just get lost in the sauce when he was trying to come out with. He elevated to the top with his style. Like him and Gunna came and like shook the game. Future
right.
just was talking about them, and just a year or two ago, you didn't know anything about them, and people been rapping like that for maybe 5-6 years. So I think that he will be able to adapt, and he'll be able to be a bigger star. So
yep.
That's why I got my investments in. Who you got?
I mean, I like Gunna better than Lil Baby.
Of course you do.
But Gunna put out a classic tape last year.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great. It was great.
A classic?
Tape. Classic tape. Yeah, it took me a while, but I came over. Shout out to Paul, man. You convinced me.
What tape was it?
What's the name of it? Drip Season 2.
With the snake on it.
Not one, but two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, y'all have fun with the Drip Season and your Lil Babies and your Gunners. I do like Lil Baby's attitude, though. Like you said, I do like the interviews. I like where he's coming from in terms of, like, a humble place. And he seems like a smart kid. Like, I'm rooting for him. I'm just scared that the style may kind of pass, and then he won't know how to adjust musically. That's the only thing I would be concerned with. But if I'm buying stock in a rapper under 25, I'm going straight to Chicago. I'm going to Dreezy. 24. Mm-hmm. Female artists who can sing and rap, that lane is still wide open, and look for what that's done for women in history. We just got through talking about Missy. She's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame for being able to sing and rap. We know Lauryn Hill, like you just mentioned. We know Nicki Minaj. These are all top-tier female artists, and when you have that talent, you can go. The sky is the limit. I will say this. I think she needs a producer to team up with, somebody that can kind of be her, like, wingman, so to speak, on the producer tip, and that will help her go far. To quote the great Michael Jordan, the ceiling is the roof. With Dreezy, people, right out of Chicago. I'm telling you,
Big Dreezy.
She's talented as hell. Her album was very slept on.
The ceiling is the roof.
Yeah, the ceiling is the roof with Dreezy. All right. Now, well, I will say this. She needs to drop some new projects soon. You can't just be going 2 and 3 years without dropping no album. And just, I think she's going to do some label politics right now. She's in label purgatory. But I think she's super dope, talented, and has the potential to go far as hell. I buy stock in her right now for the cheap. I'm gonna tell you.
She had a dope track with 2 Chainz last year. I think a Second to None, I believe that was.
That was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard. She had a concept album and everything. Like, I was shocked. I was like, damn. Kind of like how, remember we first listened to that YG album? And we was like, oh, he's still telling a story. He got the skits and everything. It's cohesive.
Classic. That's
how, you know, use classic 2 times.
Once
for Gunner and then for YG.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And Gunner was Drip Season 3, people. Not 2. My bad.
Not 1 or 2.
Third Drip Season.
The third Drip Season.
Facts. Speak to the streets. Atlanta. Holler at me.
No, but the album was fire, similar to that way, and that YG was, so it caught me off guard.
Yeah, the Dreezy is fire.
Honorable mention, Ray Shrimmer, by the way, because they're still under 25, and I think they're talented, and Mike Will can take them far. As long as you got that beat maker producing that fire like that, you can always go far.
Well, you got Sway Lee.
The honorable mention is what they, what you honorable mention them for?
That was for buying stock.
I'm still buying stock in them still, even with the split up.
Yeah.
With Dreezy, I think she's talented as hell. I agree with that. I think the only issue is that the female rappers who are popular now are making it hard for her, not because they're more talented, because of all the side issues that they have going on that make them popular. You see Nicki Minaj and Offset Nicki Minaj and Cardi B,
beefing.
This whole thing that they got, then Cardi got the thing going with Offset on the side, and Lord knows everything that Nicki had going on the side. And Dreezy just don't be in all that.
That's true.
And I
she out the way.
Yeah, exactly. And that ain't a knock on her at all. I just think that in hip hop, people have this assumption that the females have to be loud, they have to be boisterous, and have to have a lot of extra stuff going on, going all the way back to Lil' Kim, to be popular or successful. I hope that ain't gonna be the case for Dreezy, because I like her.
Yeah, you gotta create that spectacle to get those eyes on you sometimes. You use that as bait to get people to check out your music and to boost your celebrity, and it can backfire. But yeah, and if you're not with that shit, then you might get caught up in the wash. That's a good point, though.
Yeah, Rhapsody had the same problem. Yeah,
that's true.
Shout out to Dreezy. She was at the Dreamville Big session Dreeze. Down here, too.
Really?
Yeah,
she was on the studio. Day.
I should have pulled up on her.
Yeah.
My baby.
Yeah, for sure.
She is nice.
Dreamville shaking up the world, baby.
Oh,
I can't wait to hear her on that. She
can't wait till you get that check.
Dreamville. Jesus Christ. All right, man. Next up, man. Which artist under 25, or 25 and under, I should say, has the potential for a classic album? Who you got?
Man, this one wasn't hard at all for me.
Mm. Hits. Lil Baby again?
Yeah, Lil Baby. No. Ain't gone.
Is it?
Yeah, ain't gone. Nah.
Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah, I'm about to leave.
I mean, hits on hits on hits. I think even before he came out, he knew how to make a record. Kodak Black.
Kodak
Black is going to come out with a classic album. This last album is what made me think of that more. He put this last album together well. It ain't what you would expect from Kodak Black. And that's the reason I think that he got a classic album in him, because you look at him and then you even see the interviews and you see some of the stuff that goes on when he was on TMZ and you think, oh, nah, he wildin'. But then you listen to his music. He got a lot of perception. He talks about how he's affected by the shit going on around him. He give you feedback on how he grew up, the hood, his homeboys. That's the classic mixture of someone who's able to relay stuff, tell a story, and actually comes from that element.
Yeah.
I think that Kodak Black will definitely be one of those people that he's going to be able to make a classic album that's under 25 right now, just based on all the ingredients that he has to make him a great album. A great artist.
He's got the authenticity. It's a check. The only problem is he's his own worst enemy.
Mm.
And we got that when we talked about this before, even when P was trying to mentor him. We both were sitting like, why is P wasting his time? This was when he was back and forth in and out. He had a stretch when he was in and out of jail, it seemed like every other day, every other headline was negative about Kodak Black. True. Now he's cooled out a little bit. The Dying to Live album was tough. I'm not gonna lie, I rocked with it. You had it in your top 10. I'm not sure why.
Of the year, yes, I did.
But it was solid. It was a solid album.
Yeah.
And you know what? He makes relatable music and music that kind of has got soul to it. So I can understand why you would say that. Maybe he has a I don't know.
I think that classic is coming. He's going to hook up with the right team, the right label. I do agree with you about him being his own worst enemy, but I think it's because he's isolated. Kodak Black is not one of the artists. There are artists in this game that can be isolated and still be dope, and they don't have to be around each other, hence J. Cole we were just talking about before. Kodak Black, not one of those guys. He's one of those guys that he brings enough to the game where he can be around other rappers and then kind of take a little bit of what they got going on, add it to his already unique style, and get even better at what he does. And I think that's what he need to do. Start hanging with other rappers who are good, who are talented.
Right.
Start doing songs with them, people that can press him, people that can take him to that next level. Like, I would love to see him and Ross work together for a little while, and that kind of get him in a zone of what he could graduate to and talk about, and I think that would be work well for him.
And if he hasn't already moved from Florida.
Yeah, he definitely got to get out of Broward.
If he hasn't, he did.
He's in California now.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Oh, well, this should be very interesting.
He did the Chief Keef thing.
He probably lived next to Chief Keef.
With six baby mamas.
Like Chiefer. We ain't even get on that.
Young Chiefer.
My artist under 25, he's right at 25, I should say, who I think has a classic album in the can, is Vince Staples.
He got a classic album?
No, I'm saying he has it in him, I should say. The FM came out last year, and it was fire.
Hard.
I think he showed like tremendous promise for a person to be able to put together a full body of work cohesive with a theme. And that could work. He had the production. He had the bars. That was the knock on Vince Staples early. He's always kind of got joked on for his production sounding like video games and whatnot. I believe that once he finds his lane and maybe he does a little more on the side in terms of media, gets his personality out there, then he could put the body of work and then he'll have the personality so that he'll have an impact. So that way the classic will come from that. You can have a fire album that could be straight through, but if you don't have the impact, if you didn't make a dent in the game and nobody listened, then it to me, it doesn't count as a classic. Like, that's all encompassing of a classic album. You got to have the quality of the product, but you also have to make some type of imprint in the game. Some people have to bite it. You got to start maybe a trend, a sound. You got to stand out. Maybe you change the game. Maybe you were DMX and when everybody was shiny suits. Maybe you came, you had a different look to match. You have to make the impact, man. If a tree falls in the woods and no one's around, it doesn't make a sound.
So Drip Season 3 is not a classic.
Of course not. No one thinks that's a classic. The only person that thinks that's a classic is Twins.
Go check your numbers. Go check your numbers and get back to me.
That's absolutely not a classic.
Go check your numbers.
I will say my honorable mention is Joey Badass, though. And the fact that he's still under 25 is amazing, number one.
He looks 35.
12, didn't he? Man, that I said that when he first came out, I was listening to old episodes, and I said he looked 35 years old.
Joey Badass is only 23 years old.
That's impossible.
What? Yeah.
Benjamin Button.
Wow.
That's crazy. He was 17 when he first came out. A lot of people don't realize that with that 1999 tape.
Yeah, that's rough.
I think he has the ability to make a classic. He can just kind of fine-tune his flow, not sound so retro, but then also kind of like don't take away the integrity of his bars by when he does that, when he switches his style up.
I like the Vince Staples call. I like Vince a lot.
You rock with Vince?
Yeah, that FM album was really good. Short, but it was good. He showed potential and how you can have an album structured. I like how they did it, like the radio.
Everything, that was
the
cold.
Song transitioned, everything transitioned perfectly. It was a really good album.
Very well put together, but again, it just didn't have the impact. That's the only problem. He's got to find his lane. And I think, we talked about, he's probably one of your favorite outside of the booth in terms of personalities, interviews and stuff.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Once he gets his face in front of the camera a little more, gets a little more recognizable, then the impact will be greater when he drops an FM 2 or FM type record.
And he gives funny interviews. It's funny interviews.
Now, he's that's a funny dude. God. He's great funny on Twitter.
Great interviews, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So he's got the potential. All right. Rapper under 25, most likely to be around at 35. Who you got?
NBA Young Boy. Ooh. And I say that. Hold a tune.
What?
Put together great, great albums as far as his little niche market in which that people know about him. All the NBA Young Boy fans swear by him. Also, all the artists from Louisiana, look at them now. Still making music.
Turk?
Oh, man, look who you name. Turk probably had a CD out last week. What I say, still be around by 35. He'll still have his fan base. He'll still have his following. He'll still be making music as far as what people like. I don't know what y'all wanting and signing and shit for. Like, y'all don't.
He gives all the danger signs of he won't be around in 5 years, like, let alone 10 years.
He literally.
He still will be making music in 10 years. Well,
like on what level? Like a Boosie level?
He'll still, yeah, exactly. And that's what I mean. And that's the template that I'm using. I'm not saying that he's going to be on the number one charts of the Hot 100.
Gotcha.
All I'm saying is that 10 years from now, when he's a past 35, NBA Youngboy still be putting CDs out. Like Fiend.
He won't be Youngboy no more.
Fiend still do that. NBA, whatever they're going to call him. NBA veteran.
Okay.
NBA old school. I don't know what they're going to call him at that point, but he will still be putting albums. Whatever. He'll still be putting albums out, and he'll still have a fan base. I think that he has a personality as to what people gravitate towards, whether they hate him or they love him. People still pay attention to him. The whole, like, herpes thing with his girlfriend and the whole, like, fighting on the road. Like, all of this stuff keeps a cloud above him that people can't seem to turn on. He like a car wreck. Like, people can't seem to turn away from him, and I think that's going to be going on for a long time. He'll still be putting music out, capitalizing off all the little scenarios that pop up throughout his career.
You only got so many car wrecks, dude.
A train crash.
You only got but so many of those you can survive, buddy.
For sure.
Good luck to NBA Youngboy, though.
Yeah, I see him around.
I didn't expect that to be anybody's 10 years from now.
Yeah, listen, NBA Youngboy don't expect that.
No.
All right, man, my artist that I think will be around at 35, man, is YBN Cordae. He's 21. He's a super young boy. They got the YBN camp, him and his clique or whatnot. But dude is clearly, in my opinion, the most talented. He's obviously the most lyrical. And I think that trends come and go. I spoke about that, being afraid of that with Lil Baby. Trends come and go, but I think lyricism and bars will always be here at the end of the day. Whether we're doing ringtone rap or whatever it switches up to, bars will always be there. And you'll always have an audience if you're saying something. And he's 21. He hasn't really even seen anything yet. So go watch some YBN Cordae freestyles. Go listen to some of his records that came on a YBN compilation last year. Like, dude be spitting. And he's nice, and he's probably one of the, I can't even think of anybody his age with those type of bars other than Joey Badass, even though he's a little bit older. But 21 and under, like, everybody sounds like Lil Pump. Everybody sounds like Lil Skies. And for him to come out with the bars, and he's not, when I say bars, I'm not saying lyrical, spiritual, miracle shit. Like, he's not trying to encyclopedia rap you to death. But I'm saying he's spitting. He's giving very, like, relatable bars that people can digest. And I see him going a long way. Like, as long as you're able to maintain that, you can be like a Kiss, or you can be like a Fab, and you can just continually to put out music because you can spit. He'll always have witty bars that are relatable to the times. And I think YBN Cordae is that kid. And even at 21, he got a long way to 35, but I think he'll be here.
Yeah, I like the YBN clique. I like that whole little movement that they got going on. It ain't no negative shit, and I feel like a lot of the younger generation fuck with them too because they themselves.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I like how they turned their whole hustle into, you know, they monetized everything, and they did. They were strangers, and they met each other on the internet, I believe.
Yeah, I want to say playing video games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Yeah, that's hard.
Love the entrepreneurial shit.
I love that.
Finally, man, who's a rapper under 25 that may not fit under these categories like that, but that you rock with heavy?
My guy, I already said he's gonna have a big year this year.
Please don't say Lil Baby.
Don't
again.
Disrespect this mother crippin'.
Oh my God.
Blueface. Let's go. That's my guy. I like Blueface.
He does have a hard record out right now.
I like the confidence in himself. I never heard nobody that mediocre at rap to think that they were that cold. I'm here for it. I ain't got no problem with it. Live your best life. I ain't disrespecting this Crippin' at all. I'm here for the whole campaign. Blueface fan. Big fan.
Yeah, I got to hear some more from dude. So that's your pick. You said that you're just rocking with him. You're not even necessarily saying he'll have a classic or anything.
I ain't saying none of that. I'm just saying I like what he got going on.
Fair enough. And the same for that goes is my guy G Herbo. Yeah. That's my guy. I've been saying it. I think he's the hardest out of Chicago. The only issue is he's becoming more and more offbeat, and that's bothering me. And since people have said something about it online, he's kind of now playing up to it, and he has the capability to not do that. He has the capability to rap on beat, man. So stop. Yes, he does. Listen to some of his older stuff when he was Lil Herb and when he had first changed over to G Herbo. And, like, dude is – like, I fucks with dude heavy. I think he can spit. Real talk.
You think he the best out of the Shy?
What happened to
I do.
Baby?
Wow.
Lil Bibby has disappeared. That Free Crack 4 was supposed to come out a long time ago.
Damn, didn't that used to be Herbo Boy?
Yeah, they were tight. That was a little group, little two-man group.
Damn, I wonder what happened to Bibby. I know he was going to school. Remember that we talked about him going back to school that time?
Oh, shit, maybe he went to school. Maybe he went to a modeling agency or something. I don't know.
Modeling agency?
I don't know what the hell they got going
modeling
on.
With a pause? You just pulling out of the air that this man went to a modeling agency?
We talked about that on the West.
That was random.
Now you remember. You didn't remember him going to school, but you remember him being a model?
No, I'm saying we said he needs to switch it up because he's the way he could be marketed. It's like Nelly trying to rap hard. It don't look right.
Nelly was hard, though. Nelly was a G.
I mean, all behind the scenes, but I'm saying to the public, it wouldn't look right. What if Al B. Short tried to rap hard? It wouldn't look right,
dude.
Al B.
Short was an R&B singer.
But that's what I'm saying. He needs to switch it up. And we've mentioned that on the show before. Try, though.
I don't know what you're talking about. A couple other youngsters, man, that just missed the cusp. I like Sauce Walker.
He youngster?
He's 28.
Yeah, that's not 25, though.
I said he missed the cut.
I'm just
giving a little reasonable mentions to somebody I could put on there that made it. So I like Sauce Walker a lot.
Sauce Walker's
got to have Jid on there for sure. Man, no more 28.
No more Dreamville
is
references.
J. Cole at the door? Is J. Cole outside?
Should he not be there?
It's the check.
Is he not been to everybody you just named?
J. Cole bring us a Dreamville check. Did I miss that?
Jesus.
He not been to everybody you just named on your list, except Vince Staples.
Who, Jid?
Yeah, for sure.
My only knock with Jid is that he sound too much like the best rapper that's actively rapping
on
a consistent basis, and that's Kendrick Lamar. He sounds too much like it's the same reason why Kobe will never be the greatest basketball player. Because he's too much like Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I take that.
And plus LeBron is not alive.
Yeah.
So
that's also true.
That's another reason he's not going to be the greatest basketball player. But let's get to this song break, man. We have a user submission. Thank y'all for sending in y'all records. OnDeckTV@gmail.com if you want your record played and critiqued. We've got Ace 100 up next. He's got a joint called Back in My City. Let's hear him.
Yeah, bitch, I'm back, put my city on the map. Fuck around, get clapped, even my girl stay strapped up. Dodging all these potholes, counting hundreds while driving with my knees, though. Seen the police, know I had a swerve on them. Had a bottle Douce, sipping Benny Corners. Got a couple $1,000 right next to the cap, and under that is the strap. Black, black, don't play with me, play with your kids. You a deadbeat, then you ain't my nigga. Don't smoke tobacco, but I stay with a cig. Hardly in my city, cause the world's where I live. Lost a few friends, but they ain't died though. My family is my amigos, call me Quavo. Get it out the mud, independent, no label. Who said I'm broke? Check the horses in the stable. Talking down on me, how is it possible? You in the basement, now I'm in the top floor. You in your mama house, I bought my mama house. You can't be speaking loud, or you better watch your mouth. Back in my city.
All right, man, that was Ace 100 repping El Paso, Back in My City. Lou, how you feel about it?
I think that the gangster rap that Ace 100 doing right now is kind of like past. I was just talking to somebody else about this the other day. You got a whole generation of kids that listen to music that don't know about the gangster shit that he's talking about. Therefore, it's not going to be able to be consumed by a mainstream audience. With that being said, if that's the route he want to take and stay underground and do your thing, I just don't think that's the type, that's not going to appeal to a large mass of people because it's just too gangster in 2019, and I don't think people own gangster shit like that anymore.
Well, you can't say that because people think Griselda is up next right now, and they're on the most gangster shit on earth right now.
But that's different though. Like that's boom bap. Like boom bap gangster never went anywhere. I'm talking about the Jeezy style type, that type of like gangster rap. I think that's fading out.
I mean, I like the song. I really like the video. I thought the video was super dope. Shout out Ace Hunter. And anytime an independent artist has the dope visual, they understand the importance of dope visuals. That let me know that he get it. And so that whether the song subject matter or the style may not be your cup of tea today, I see him as somebody that may can get it and adjust if need be. So that's an important thing that people miss out is those visuals. So I fuck with it. And plus, I'm trying to be good in El Paso when I go to Texas.
Shout out to El Paso. I dug the record. Keep doing your thing.
Keep doing your thing, man. I'm checking in with you when I get
soft.
There. Shout out to Ace 100, though, man. Y'all check out that Back in My City on YouTube, man. Good looking, bro. All right, man, before we get out of here, On Deck of the Week, and this is a special On Deck of the Week because it's more than one person. It is everybody who went to the YouTube and subscribed to our new feed. Of course, if you didn't hear us earlier in the show, we are on YouTube now. You will see the videos every Friday. You get to look at Lou's ugly bangs that he's got hanging out of his hat right now and his patchy Paul Pierce 06 beard.
That's two Pauls worth. You're just going to evaluate, you're gonna evaluate another grown man on camera.
I'm only saying what everybody was thinking.
That man said Paul Pierce.
06 Paul Pierce beard, though.
Get it off. Get it off. Yours going to come back.
Shout out to everybody who subscribed, commented, retweeted, posted. On Deck of the Week goes to all of y'all. Just click the link in our profiles, man. On Deck TV Podcast, Instagram, Twitter. We put the link up in the rap chat on Facebook. If you haven't joined that, go get in that. Join the conversation. So shout out to y'all. Upcoming music. What we got, man? We got some new albums, mixtapes, anything.
Yeah, man. It's still kind of light. Only thing we really have coming out. Only thing that matters around these parts is The Wizard coming out on Friday, the 18th. Shout out Future.
Mm. Did you watch the documentary?
It was super dope. Shout out to Elliot Wilson. Ebony, I see you. Shout out to the whole FBG. That was a great doc.
The documentary was dope. And he was talking his shit on there, and he opened up. And they had footage from the past, about 5 or 6 years?
Yeah.
That's always dope. When people film shit, the process of stuff, and then sit on it, and wait until they've gotten to a certain level, and you can kind of go back and look and see what their mind state was during those albums being made and those singles being made. That's always dope. They had him in the yo with Drake, recording What a Time. Yeah. Like, look candid, looks like that. Yeah. I was fucking with it. Did you look at it?
I did not.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Apparently, you're allergic to documentaries.
No, I just watched a little baby one.
But you watched Lil Baby's documentary, though.
Yeah.
But Drake, stop that dance, man. We need to.
I'm not
did y'all see that?
Yeah. Drake is a goofy dude.
Clearly.
He's going to go down as the GOAT at the end of the day, but he's a goofy dude. Let's be honest. But it was a good look. He just being himself in the studio.
The whole doc, it really had me anticipating the album. The first record, I'm not really wasn't into it like that, but Jumping on the Jet.
That's cool.
That's more of a hopefully we get what the fans want from this new Future album.
It's 20 tracks.
Hendrix.
Two features.
Who are the features?
Was it Baby and
Thug's on there?
Baby,
I think Lil Baby and Thug. If
Bird
I'm not mistaken,
Man Baby.
Nah, Lil Baby.
Oh, I thought you said Baby.
I think it was, and I think Young Thug. Unfortunately,
yeah,
that's a shame that those are the only two damn features. I'm not excited about this anymore.
no, that's not the only two features.
I think those are the only two.
No, you have Young Thug is on there. Gunna, Travis Scott.
Okay. Now that should be the Travis Scott of Future might be interesting though.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
Yeah.
What you got on deck for the weekend, bro?
Slow motion, man. Conference championships. Finished watching the football games.
Thank
the Cowboys
y'all
for a great season. Thank God we got eliminated.
Yeah, both y'all teams got eliminated. I ain't got to hear about this shit no more.
Shout out to Cowboys. A great season. Super Bowl and the divisional. The whatever rounds coming up. Conference championship.
Yeah, it was a rough week. The Eagles lost by a fluke, but you know, we'll take it. You know, it happens to the best of us. We're still reigning defending champs until February.
Man, y'all can't say that shit.
This weekend is a long weekend. I'm gonna find something to do. MLK weekend coming up. Happy birthday,
you get
Martin Luther
MLK
King.
Day?
Happy shout birthday to the King.
You work with black people.
Yeah. Everyone should be off for MLK
Everybody's
Day.
Everybody's not, though. You know.
I never go. I don't care who I work for. I'm never working on MLK Day. You can book it.
That was them extras billet in the ass.
Yeah. I'm never working on MLK. Never, ever in life.
I don't believe that, to be honest.
No, I've never worked MLK
Day. So if you have to work, you're taking a sick day.
I've done it. I've called in and said I'm not working. I don't play that.
That's dedication. Man.
I can respect that, man. Sure. I'm in the movies this weekend. Glass comes out. I'm going to fuck with it. Shout out to M. Night Shyamalan. I fuck with that Split and that Unbreakable. So I'm in that Glass this weekend. Do us a favor. Go to iTunes. We cracked 100. I think we had 101, 102 ratings on iTunes now. So thank y'all for crossing the century mark. But we need that same push on YouTube. Again, just click the link in our bios, all right? And subscribe and then share that shit. Tell a friend. We're going to steal this from FSP.
Tell a friend.
Keep on chatting with us in the rap chat on Facebook. Join the conversation. Let us know what you thought about the episode. Let us know who your favorite rappers under 25 are for the categories that we put out there. Let us know what you think.
Absolutely, man. Till next week. We out.
Chill. We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.